If recent weather in Sydney is anything to go by, summer is well on its way. And for a lot of us, that means trips to the beach, local rivers, and backyard pools. But this summer fun can come at a cost. 50% of drownings in New South Wales occur in the summer, according to Royal Life Saving Australia, and some people are at more risk than others.
There has been quite a few drownings, and one of the statistics that Royal Life Saving has provided is that a third of the drownings across all sports and across all waterways in Australia are of those that are born overseas.
This is Jenny Tang, a community development worker at Advanced Diversity Services, one of the groups involved in putting together a directory of all the swim safety programs available in Sydney.
We decided to map out the services first as a starting point because in order to, you know, identify what work needs to be done, we first need to know what is already existing, and from there find out about gaps in the services or areas where it can be developed more.
New migrants often come to Australia with little knowledge of the dangers of swimming.
Of course, it's great. They see the beach and it's really exciting, but they're not really aware that the beach can also be dangerous or the rivers can be dangerous. And same with the swimming pools at home, simply because in a lot of countries where these migrants come from, it might be a landlocked country, and this kind of beach safety thing is not really on the, you know, in their minds when they come.
Neelam Iri is an executive member of the Nepalese Australian Association, and she came to Australia as an international student. She says people in the Nepalese community and other new migrants generally have little knowledge of water safety.
In the last 3 years, there were 10 deaths of Nepalese across Australia due to lack of water safety awareness.
Ms. Iri believes community leaders should be playing a part in educating people.
When community leaders basically disseminate the message about this issue and the information they know, then it will get more effective. When some newcomers come to Australia or even other countries, like, they are more comfortable interacting with their own community.
A program called Water Ambassadors, run by Gaimia Community Aid, does provide this. Community leaders are given swim safety education, which they then pass on. But they've only been given a grant for 2018, and it's a similar story for many community organisations.
A lot of them rely on individual grants, and that is a really time-consuming process. And Royal Life Saving, I suppose, is really lucky in that regard because they have the manpower that can organise these grants. A lot of other community organisations, like ourselves or around Sydney, wouldn't simply have the resources to be doing grants all the time for water safety because they have a lot of other needs and projects that they would like to work on.
The amount of work that goes into these grants means water safety isn't considered a priority by many services.
Because all of them are dealing with, like, immediate needs of newly arrived migrants and refugees, you know, in terms of housing and employment and education, and water safety tends to come second.
But she says these organisations can't afford to let swim safety take a back seat.
This is also a priority because that it does cost lives, as we see every year on beaches, and rock fishing, for example, as well, is also a really dangerous, is also a really big issue.
As well as more community involvement, Ms. Iri says there's a lack of information for non-English speakers.
Some information might carry heavy words or terms that might be hard to comprehend. So I do think, like, translated resources will help.
Ms. Iri is positive about the directory, but she says people also need to be made aware of the importance of swim safety.
If we raise awareness about this issue in universities, social media, and if we distribute then the directory, then it's gonna be effective, the process. But if we just hand over the directory, then some people might be like, oh, I don't need this. So in order for that directory to be really effective, I do think there needs to be an awareness about this issue first, so people will know that there is a need of it.
The directory doesn't aim to solve the problem immediately. It's intended as a springboard to be developed and improved by the communities that need it.
So we want to be the point where other community service organisations come to us and let us know what they feel can be improved on. Because we have quite a lot of councils on board, and we also have the Office of Sport and the Department of Justice, where Water Safety New South Wales comes under, you know, we hope that we can be the channel through which community service organisations are able to express to us, you know, what they feel like this area needs.
Jenny Tang, community development worker at Advanced Diversity Services, ending that report.